In other discussions, I've postulated my theory of three components in any given photograph in order to make it rise above the rest. In this one, we have three components, but it's not the three components of the line of soldiers, the line of the latrines, and the drill sergeant looking at his watch, but rather it's the three components of the latrine area and all of this activity that's taking place, the wide-angle lens that creates the relationships that we see in the photograph that define the story and the moment, and the trees in the background that tell us something about where this place is. All of this is possible because of the photographer's choice of lens. I mentioned in the written commentary that in my youth I used to think in terms of the single image, and now I tend to think in terms of the multiple image project. Well, similarly, in my youth, I used to think automatically in terms of longer lenses. My favorite lens was an 85mm lens on a 35mm camera, or the equivalent thereof on my view cameras. But having studied more and more photographs over the years, I've come to realize that the wider angle lenses tend to be the ones that more easily allow us to communicate relationships. And because I believe that photography is all about relationships, I find myself more and more turning to the wider angle lenses, as Jeremy Stevens does in this image. You can imagine if he had tried to take this with a normal lens, or even a slightly long lens, a so-called portrait lens, it just wouldn't come off the way it does here, because it wouldn't emphasize the relationship of the three subject components, nor the three characteristics that are possible with the wide-angle lens. So, if you don't own a wide-angle lens, and I'm talking about something in the 24 to 28 millimeter equivalency range, you will find your photography changes dramatically if you allow yourself to purchase one. It's a marvelous way to see the world.